Historic Zor Village, just south of Canton, is celebrating its bicentennial this year. Founded by a group of German religious separatists, the village was once in danger of not meeting such a milestone. WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg reports.
Scott Gordon is the mayor of Zor Village and was driving a tractor when I caught up with him. It was the weekend Zor celebrated the opening of its new art museum and the dedication of the town as a National Historic Landmark. Before the crowds could arrive, though, Scott, who's 77, had to clear some debris from the roads. That's actually pretty fitting for the mayor of Zor, a village that for much of the 19th century operated as a communal society.
There's still only 175 people here. Now, not that you don't still get some complaints.
Zor was founded 200 years ago this year, when 150 members of the Society of Separatists of Zor settled on a parcel of land in northeast Ohio. They were escaping persecution in Germany, but their American utopia began in famine.
So they were in like a survival mode when they came here, and they decided that the only way that they could survive was to pool their resources and become a communal society.
The commune meant that nobody would have personal property or money. Instead, all crops and goods the town produced would be distributed evenly among families.
My ancestors ran the woolen mill. Kappel was their name, Godfrey Kappel. And on the other side, the Sturm side, he was a wagon maker.
After helping to build the nearby Ohio and Erie canals, Zor became self-sufficient from both agriculture and industry. But by 1898, Zor's leader had died, and the villagers were getting restless, so the trustees decided to dissolve the commune and divvy up the property between all the residents. Gordon says the town continued pretty much as normal until about one decade ago.
There was like an emergency situation here that the levee could possibly breach. And if the levee breached, it would flood the whole village.
That's because Zor is in a flood zone, what the Army Corps of Engineers calls a flow adjustment. The village is just upstream of Dover Dam, which was built in the 1930s. But unlike other towns that were forced to relocate, Ohio wanted to preserve this one.
In Zor's instance, what we know is that it was chosen for a levee because of the cultural and historical value that it could provide the region.
Aaron Smith is a manager with the Army Corps of Engineers, who oversees projects in Ohio and a few other states. He tells me it's pretty normal for Dover Dam to push water to these zones. In most cases, Zor Levee, which is really just a big hill encircling the town, stops the water there. But in 2005, a huge rainstorm and large snowmelt pushed a record amount of water against that levee. It happened again in 2008. Both times, the water started leaking through.
We saw a concern that the foundation under the levee might be eroding.
The town kicked into emergency mode. Villagers were on 24/7 evacuation notice in case the levee failed. Army Corps crew worked around the clock to repair the breaches.
We couldn't even get into the town.
That's Nancy Gordon Wyatt, another Zorite. She says they even considered moving the village or destroying it entirely. Luckily, the Corps says, the situation turned out to not be so dire. With immediate fixes in place, crews did a full review of the levee and actually lowered its level of urgency. This year, they're starting to budget for a long-term project at a cost of $8 million. That will ensure the levee stays firm for generations to come.
How you doing, man?
Good. Yeah.
You're baking pretzels?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Nancy Gordon Wyatt says that since the levee made national news, Zor has seen a resurgence of interest and appreciation. For her part, Nancy says she bakes the original Zor pretzels, crispy on the outside, soft in the middle. It's from a recipe passed down from her great-great-grandmother. 200 years after the town's founding, Nancy says it feels like a complete circle.
And that's basically why I do it, because I want people to appreciate Zor, but I want also to pass it on to other people.